Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome all to the premiere episode of the Zoom and Enhance podcast.
What's that?
It's an enhancement program.
Can you clear that up, any?
I don't know. Let's enhance it.
Enhance section A6.
I enhance the detail and...
I think there's enough to enhance. Release it to my screen.
Enhance the reflection in her eye.
Let's run this through video enhancement.
Edgar, can you enhance this?
Hang on.
Zoom in on the mirror.
Can you enhance the image from here?
Can you enhance him right here?
Can you enhance it?
Can you enhance it?
Can we enhance this?
Can you enhance it?
Hold on a second, I'll enhance.
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 Freeze and enhance.
Enhance. Enhance. Enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
Just print the damn thing!
Hello, I am Dan Skullcrusher.
And I am Claudine Sugarbooger.
And I am a crazy, jaded, angry hater of all things, while Claudine is sane and nice, and well, sometimes nice, and reasonable.
I tend to enjoy things.
And on the other hand, I hate things. And if I am guessing that a lot of people that are listening to this are actually following me here from Speed Metal Cycling, my cycling podcast. So to all those people, you guys already know, obviously, that I am incredibly jaded, very angry, very often wrong, but would never admit it. And... So Claudine and I are just a couple of Gen Xers that love to talk about everything nerdy, sci-fi, pop culture, TV, science fiction, comic books, regular books, toys, t-shirts, keychains, accessories.
Basically, it's probably also worth noting that we've known each other for like 23 years and we've been at this for a really long time.
Yeah, actually I was just thinking about the first convention that we went to was probably the one in Indianapolis that we used to go to all the time, and
yeah,
that was in 1994 probably. So
probably,
yeah, it's,
that was when like you may see like three cosplayers there and you were totally shitting your pants over it, like, oh my god, there's a leather cat woman, holy shit, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
It was Catwoman, and then a Superman guy, and then maybe like a Spider-Man that was like unbelievable because he actually had something over his face.
Right. He'd be wearing like pajamas and we'd be shitting our pants.
We're going to try to do this podcast every other Friday, every other week, to drop on Friday. So we really hope that you guys can join us for every single episode, and we're going to try to keep it in just as much fun as possible. And then hopefully you guys can have some fun listening as well while we, like I said, like we talk nonsense and stuff. And yeah, hope that some of that fun transfers to you via the internets. And lastly, before we get started, I have some warnings to make. Warning that I've never done at Speed Metal Cycling, which I probably should, but I never did. First one is language. We're going to try to keep it clean, but like bad words are definitely going to slip through, especially from my mouth. I have a filthy mouth, and I'm going to try to keep it clean, but if I can't, then I apologize ahead of time. And this is an apology from now until for every episode from now on, basically. I'm not only apologizing for this episode, but every episode from now on.
So you're not going to have a disclosure at the beginning of every episode?
Unless we talk about just horribly explicit sexual content, I'm not going to mark the episode as explicit. So
right.
You've been warned. So if you didn't listen to the first episode, you're screwed. Also, another warning about spoilers. I think that most of the stuff that we're going to talk about has been out for a while. So don't expect us to warn you about spoilers before we talk about how Lando Calrissian dies in Return of the Jedi. extent. I mean, if it's something like, okay, so if we're talking about an episode of, I don't know, Flash that just came out last week, we may be like, hey, listen, spoiler alert, you know, maybe. But if not, we're not going to give you a spoiler alert about Gremlins. It's not, it's just not, you know.
If you haven't seen Gremlins by now, don't worry about it. You probably won't like it.
Yeah, so I was thinking about, listen, here's the biggest spoiler, right? He does the shuffle truffle after being asked a couple of times. So,
yep.
Yeah. And then the last warning is about opinions. And again, if you're a listener of the Speed Metal Cycling Podcast, you definitely know that I have a huge mouth. I have very definite opinions. I hate what I hate, but I love what I love. Like I said, I'm very often wrong, but I would never admit it. And I get really very passionate and very intense about the things that I hate. For example, and this is the one that my wife brings up very often, I hate Julia Roberts with such passion. I don't want her dead. I want her mortally wounded so that she can bleed to death slowly and suffer. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're freaking terrible. You feel the same way about Tom Hanks too, right?
Yeah, very Pretty similar. I feel very similar about Tom Hanks. Yeah, as well, actually. If they were
maybe like, not quite as much.
Maybe not quite as much because Julia Roberts never gave humanity anything good, whereas Tom Hanks gave the world the Bosom Buddies and Big and the Burbs, and I mean, there's a lot of good movies.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Joe versus the Volcano, and then after that, it's just he just. I don't know, became retardo and started fucking volleyballs. Screw him.
Right. There goes your language.
What did I say? I said screw volleyballs.
You said the F word.
I did?
You did. You totally did.
Sorry about that.
Should I be your censor? Bleep, bleep.
No, please don't. That would get really annoying. That would get really, really annoying.
Oy vey.
Well, since some of you, again, may be following me here from Speed Metal Cycling, then you probably know a lot about me, but you probably don't know anything about Claudine. Like she said, we've been friends for way longer than we should. Here's the thing. If you hear somebody say, like, we've been friends for 20-some-odd years, you're like, oh, they probably met in kindergarten.
No, we're just old.
And I think that's where sometimes I think that I'm old, therefore I'm jaded. But in reality, I was jaded at age 16. It didn't really happen. I've always been jaded. But okay, some quick questions that Claudine had no idea I was going to ask her, so no time to prepare.
Geez.
But I'll be honest, 100% honest, I have not thought about answers for these myself either. So people can get to know us a little bit. Claudine, favorite movie?
You're a jerk.
The Jerk?
No, hey, you know what? That's up there. I really do love The Jerk. Movie. That's a fantastic, hilarious 80s comedy. A favorite. Probably Alien or Aliens, maybe? I mean, it's really tough to just say one. I don't know.
Huh.
But that ranks up there, faux show.
Wow. Oh, for me, Empire Strikes Back, no doubt. There's just absolutely no doubt.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of Star Wars love on my end, but...
Yeah. Favorite band?
God, I'm showing my age because I don't even really listen to music anymore.
What I listen to definitely isn't music either.
Oh, God. At different points in my life, I would say different things. I would say at one point, Weezer was definitely my favorite band, but I wouldn't say that now.
Come on, dude.
I don't listen to music that much. I'm terrible.
I mean, but see, that's just the thing, though, that mine is probably been the same. I've had the same top three bands since 1985, probably.
Yeah.
I would say that right now it's either Slayer or Iron Maiden. But if it's not Slayer's Iron Maiden, and a year ago, if it wasn't Slayer's Iron Maiden, and a year before that, if it wasn't Slayer's Iron Maiden. I listened to Iron Maiden all my way to Cincinnati when I went to the Cincinnati Comic-Con with Claudine last weekend. And I listened to Iron Maiden all the way there and then Slayer all the way back. So,
but see, like, if I'm in the mood for metal or Slash, then yeah, Maiden's up there. Yeah. Early Metallica, their thrash years, that's up there.
That's what I was listening to earlier today.
Like... I gotta be in a certain mood for that, and it comes in waves. So it's the same with movies. It's really impossible for me to name a favorite, especially if I'm not prepared for the question.
Ah, shut up. Favorite TV show?
Freaks and Geeks. I will stand by that.
Okay. Mine is probably, not probably, it'll definitely Massinger, the, like, 70s Japanese anime show.
Yeah.
I basically grew up on. Favorite superhero?
I'd have to be Wonder Woman, right? Yeah,
for me, I don't know, man. I would say probably Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And if I
For me, Wonder Woman, there's a lot attached to that. It's not like she has the best storylines or anything like that, but, like, obviously she has a lot of history. She's a feminist icon, blah, 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 all that good stuff. So,
yeah, I think for me, probably Green Lantern, maybe The Flash. No, I would say Green Lantern, and if I had to pick a Green Lantern, it'd probably be Jon Stewart.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Yeah, just because, I mean, I just love Justice League Unlimited so much. That TV show is so good.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, like, just, he's just so good. But Hal Jordan, I don't know.
You're over him?
I'll just say, no, I'm not actually, but whatever. I'll just say Green Lantern and leave it at that. And now, the most important question, if you could make one movie disappear, like delete it from existence, like it never happened, like the worst movie ever. Because there's a lot of movies that I hate, but I'm kind of glad that they exist. That way I can just, like, totally rip them apart and make fun of them. Like Forrest Gump, for example, I'm glad that it exists because it's the worst piece of crap. And I, like, just, like, I buy the DVD just so that I can put it, like, behind me and then just, like, lay a nice teeming turd right on it. And if it wasn't for its existence...
All right, so you're asking me, what movie would I poop on if given
the... No.
See,
I poop on Forrest Gump. I'm asking you, what movie do you wish would never have been done? Like, the movie
that
ruined something for you. Like, it killed a little bit of you. It killed, like, a little bit of your spirit when it came out and you saw it and you, I was just like... or even a movie that you didn't see, but just the fact that it got made, it killed
me. Right. Oh, you're killing me. See, like, I could come up with such a good answer if you didn't put me on the spot, but I can't think of anything right now. Oh, my God.
I can't think either.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not alone.
I don't know.
But,
let's keep thinking about
that.
Let's
come back to
this episode or maybe next episode. We'll talk about that.
Maybe episode one, Jesus.
Yeah.
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace is pretty bad.
Do you remember when we saw that? We thought, like, it was the best thing ever. And then, like, a week later, we were like, really? Really was it? I don't know.
You know.
We were so conflicted and confused because we were so excited to see it for years.
Yeah, I remember.
And we got to see it 2 weeks early.
I remember the feeling that I got with the very first shot of the spaceship that is bringing Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan into the whatever, the trade dispute thing or whatever. That shot of the ship coming in and the music, and then they show, like, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan walking and stuff, and then there's that, like, protocol droid is there.
Mm-hmm.
That whole part is just so amazing. It's just, there's so much of that it was just, like, so reminiscent of the old ones, and I was just such high hopes. And, you know, a lot of people, like, just blame, Jar Jar Binks for it sucking as much as it did.
No, it's way deeper than that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen, I don't know if it's still on YouTube because it's probably been taken down, but somebody edited all of Jar Jar Binks out of the movie and it's
still. And it still sucks.
Yeah, it's still not edited. So.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's keep thinking about that.
All right. Yeah.
One from existence. I don't know. Maybe Aliens 3.
Oh, God.
Which one's the one with Winona Ryder?
What?
Which one's the one with Winona Ryder?
That's number 4, and that was done by that French director. What the hell was his name? He did, like, I'm going to have to get on IMDb.
I'm going to say right away that we already dropped F-bombs and you just said shit without even realizing.
This is going to be impossible.
Yeah, no, it is. And whatever. Let's just, whatever. It's going to be explicit. I mean, I don't want to just, like, use that word over and over and over again, the F word.
Right. I'll try and keep it in check.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically for this episode, just to get us started, I want to talk about Stranger Things, the Netflix TV show, of course, because not only because it's super hot right now, but also because it's awesome. It really, really is. And we can actually, there's quite a bit. I mean, I talk about opinions. I have so many opinions on this thing. So we can talk about, the cast. We can talk about the writing. We can talk about the style. We can talk about a thousand different things. But I want to start by asking you, and I think I already know the answer to this question, is what do you think about this 80s nostalgia that they're trying to, that all these filmmakers and writers and basically all these media corporations are trying to bring back the 80s right now? Of course, mm-hmm. that hits us, people like you or I, like square in the pants.
Right.
In a good way. and I mean, in Stranger Things is like exceptionally so, because not only does it bring back all the memories of the 80s, but also of amazing things in the 80s that I specifically loved. It's not like, oh, it's a movie that takes place in the 80s, like the X-Men Apocalypse sort of horror piece of crap. God. You know, that takes place in the 80s, but that, whatever, I don't care. But this one, actually, I made a list of things that it reminds me of, right?
I did too.
I want to hear your reaction. Okay. I have Goonies.
Yeah.
Of course. E.T.
E.T. is the most prevalent reference and influence, in my opinion. Enough,
though, I don't like E.T. as a movie. I think I kind of liked it as a kid. I didn't really love it. And then I saw it again in college, and I was like, ugh, I haven't seen it since. I don't. Anyway. The Sandlot, for some reason. The whole, like, friendship and stuff. It has a lot of, like, Stephen King influence to it with a lot of the things.
Yeah, when this Spielberg before this even came out, people were saying this is a Steven Spielberg, Stephen King tribute. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'll check it out. And it totally delivered. It's so Spielberg and so Stephen King. Even the title design looks like a Stephen King book.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Stand By Me, Twin Peaks as well.
Yeah.
A little bit. Super 8, of course, which was, you know, when Super 8 came out, it was before all this, like, kind of renaissance of 80s nostalgia was as big as it was, as it is now.
Yeah.
But in reality, Super 8 actually opened the doors for something like this to happen. Super 8 was a movie that was a throwback to the Goonies and to Time Bandits and to those movies that it was a bunch of kids and kids kicked ass. They did things on their own. Adults were secondary characters in the movies,
which
hadn't been done since the 80s. And I think that Super 8 got a lot of really bad slack. I'm not really sure why, but I think it should.
People didn't love it. I thought it was awesome.
I really liked it too. Yeah. What else does it remind me of? Freaks and Geeks, of course, your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Time Bandits. Akira.
I don't know much anime, so I can't speak.
In Akira, there's like this like kid who has like super powerful and he's been experimented on and stuff, so it reminds me a lot of 11. Scooby-Doo, the gang of guys like hanging out, it just reminds me of Scooby-Doo, like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Did you ever see Firestarter?
I was gonna say Drew Barrymore. Firestarter was gonna be on my list.
Totally, yeah.
I'm putting it on the thing. See, it says Firestarter right there.
I believe you.
I don't lie. And then just below that, I have Heathers. Just because I think that
Heathers.
Every movie reminds me of Heathers. Because that's an amazing movie.
Well, I have some notes here, and you know, one thing that I noticed a few references to was Richard Donner in general. Richard Donner was the director of The Goonies, The Toy, Lady Hawk, Superman 1 and 2.
The Toy?
And the Leopard movies.
Wait, The Toy? Like,
do you remember The Toy with Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor, really?
Yeah.
That movie is like, if you think about it, is super racist.
Totally.
Oh, but it's just terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying it's not. But
I think Martin Luther King died twice over when that movie came out. It's terrible.
Oh my god, he directed The Toy, really? Yeah, and he also did Commando, and I read somewhere that Lucas, when he's gearing up, like putting on his bandana and like gearing up with his radio and all that crap, that was a direct rip-off of the whole commando scene of, like, putting on the band and like, you know.
Really?
Getting all your gear and all that crap. So, I mean, they were just going after everything in that show.
Yeah, unapologetically, which is awesome, too. I mean, I really like that idea. It's, I haven't heard anything necessarily bad about people saying this necessarily, but I could see how some people would be like, it's just a rip-off.
Well, here's the I was having a conversation with another friend of mine about Stranger Things, and he's generally kind of a hater.
Where's the name?
He's a pop culture lover, a general hater. And he was like, I just don't see why it had to take place in the 80s. It seemed like a total gimmick. And I said, well, you know, kids in the 80s were able to do stuff that kids today could never do. Will would never have gone missing in this series had it not taken place pre-1990.
Not only
because
that,
there were cell phones.
Exactly. I mean, the lack of technology makes it for way cooler things. Plus, and probably more importantly, if you put a 10-year-old kid in 2016 in a movie, I'm not going to relate to him. All I want to understand is like, oh, there's a kid. He's 13. 13-year-old kids like sports. And, yeah, exactly. And they kind of like, they're starting to like girls. And that's all I know. However, if you put a kid in the 80s at that age, I was
on a dirt bike.
I remember a dirt bike. I remember the walkie-talkies. I remember that stuff. So
I remember D&D, dude.
I see. Weird. Odd. Don't kill me for this. I've witnessed a D&D game once. I never played. Yeah. I mean, I know exactly what it is, obviously. I'm very aware of it, but I never played it.
I only played as kind of a supplemental character to my friend's big brother, but that's very 80s as well. So, like, my best friend in grade school, her big brother played D&D, and occasionally, when he wasn't totally annoyed with us, he would let us sit in and, like, make a one-time character for his game. And, of course, we didn't know what we were doing, but they, you know, again, if they were feeling generous, they would let us be in on it. Meanwhile, us being, like, 10-year-old girls are just, like, gawking over the big brother's best friend who was so cute and blah, blah, blah.
And he was playing.
Like, oh, my gosh, I love Let's Darren and his feathered
Let's
hair.
Let's be honest.
He's so cute.
How cute could this dude have been if he was playing Dungeons and Dragons?
To us, he was a god.
If he was a god, he'd be playing football. Come on. We all...
maybe to you, not for a nerd girl.
I was going to say... How did you first hear about... Oh, you have a Netflix account, right?
Yeah.
Is that where you first heard about it?
I probably heard about it on Facebook, you know, like...
Oh, really?
Entertainment Weekly, something like that. You know, I do remember the first thing I read about it, and I just mentioned this, was this is a Steven Spielberg, Stephen King, 80s crazy mashup awesomeness. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'll check that out. And then, of course, I was hooked after the first episode. So
I go to estate sales once in a while on the weekends to look at people's, like, horrible houses. It's totally weird, but I love it. It's so weird. Actually,
is this something Jo does with you?
No. She does not. She thinks that's
you're a weirdo.
Junk watching. But so, complete side story. I was at one of these things, and one of the people that organized the estate sale, you know, the people that work there or whatever, were in one of the bedrooms, and this guy walks in, this super loud guy wearing like flip-flops and like short shorts, and he's like maybe in his early 60s, and he has a shirt, he's all stained, and he's like I'm a neighbor, like super loud. He's a loud talker. I mean, the whole thing, it was hilarious. He was like straight out of a comic book. But he's like, I'm a neighbor, man, I remember, I've been in this bedroom before, it was many years ago before they all died. And I'm like, oh, God. And everybody in the house can hear this. Well, first was the wife. She died 3 years ago. And then the husband just died the other day. And nobody wants to. I was like, I don't want to buy anything in this house anymore. I don't even want to look at it. Of course, you know.
Because people died in here and it's haunted.
Well, you know that the people that are selling that stuff in an estate sale are dead. But you don't want to. Or are moving, but chances are they're dead, especially if it smells kind of funky. And the first thing that you see is like a one of those bedpans or whatever, like, you know, they're like, okay, or a walker. Gross. Or something. You're like, okay, these people are dead. I don't want to think about them being dead. I don't want to think about so I just like left that. I just can't.
Yeah.
Even if I would have found like the awesomest thing there or whatever. I usually look for tools and stuff like that just for like cosplay stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I just that was an aside.
Yes.
I was in one of these estate sales, however, with my friend Marnie, and at some point we were driving from one to the other, and she was like, "You've seen Stranger Things, right?" Like, assuming. And I was like,
"Right, yeah, yeah."
And I was like, "No, what is that?" She stopped the car, pulled over, and was like, "What?" And I was like, "What?" I'm just like, "What is it? Is it a, what is it? Is it a movie? Is it, you have it?"
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And watch that. Then later I found out it'd only been out for like a week.
Yeah. It hit to... fast and hard, man.
As I was like, okay,
people
fine, sorry.
Started watching it. It was like, you better freaking watch it.
Yeah, but then here's the other thing, though, too, that, I mean, we kind of discussed this, too. You hear about a show that you want to watch or a movie that you want to watch. Then you get home and then you can't watch it because your significant other is not ready.
Yeah.
To watch. Or you don't know, well, do you want to watch this? I don't know. What is it about? Well, it's about some kids and stuff. I'm not really sure what it's about. I'm not sure. Well, could you please be sure soon so we can either start watching it or I can start watching it on my own? Let me read about it. Okay. I'll let you know tomorrow. All right, so another day goes by.
Right.
Still not being able to friggin' watch it. And then eventually it's like, all right, fine, let's watch it. All right, so watch one episode. All right, you ready to watch the second episode? No, I gotta go to bed. And I'm like, no! Why are you making my life miserable, goddammit? Why can't I just watch the show? Sometimes I think I should just not ask and just start watching, which is what I did with Mr. Robot. I was like, I don't even care. I'm just going to watch it.
And I haven't seen that yet. Jim and I now have an arrangement because, you know, he just kind of watches what I curate for us. So, yeah, there are things that I know he's not really going to be that into, and I'm just like, I'm not even going to tell him about it. But Stranger Things, I was like, dude, I think you'll like it, and... similar, you know, we watched an episode and he's like, all right, bedtime. And I'm like, what? I want to crash this shit. So it took us about, I think, maybe like 10 days to get through it. How many episodes are there? Like 8?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
There were a couple of nights where we watched 2 episodes.
Yeah. Eight.
Yeah.
You know, we watched, I think, if I remember correctly, it was 2 the first time and then the rest all in one sitting.
Yeah.
It took, but I mean, there was a couple of days in between. But yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was.
It's tough when you gotta wait. Now, when you're not on the same schedule, like Jim teaches classes at night, and I'm just like sitting at home thinking, oh my God, I wanna watch this show. Why did I ever tell him it existed?
Yep. That's what I'm telling you. I should have just watched it on my own.
Yep.
The other question I wanted to ask you is, so how do you feel about these Netflix shows being released all at the same time, like the whole season at the same time, versus dribs and drabs and just like one episode a week or whatever? And, you know, we discussed this when we were in the in the convention in Cincinnati when we were just walking around and chatting. How do you feel about it?
I honestly love it. You know, similar to how I quit reading comic books on a month-by-month basis because my old feeble brain can't handle remembering what happened a month ago, so I'd have to reread everything I read over and over and over again, I started just reading trades and just waiting for it, basically. And that's kind of how I feel about these new shows. I personally love it. And I think, you know, in terms of social media, people are courteous enough to label things like spoilers, don't read this shit if you haven't seen it. So I enjoy it. I love crashing TV shows. I wish every show would have the entire stupid show done before they ever even present it to the public, but I understand that's not going to work. I enjoy the trend a lot.
I freaking hate it.
Nah, of course.
Well, I mean, there's many reasons why. Mm-hmm. On one end is Netflix releasing 8 episodes all at once. On the other end is Game of Thrones, like, extending a story for, like, 9 years or something. And that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do a whole episode on how much I hate that about Game of Thrones and how, even though...
Oh, I've got beef with that for sure. And we talked about that, too, like... They're milking it for... I understand why they're doing it, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. I like the show, but, you know, the fact that they are doing 2 7-episode seasons rather than 1 14-episode season makes me want to throw my head through the TV.
The thing is that, no, they have to give you a little halftime break so you can go to the bathroom and stuff, you know, a couple years.
Like it a 2-year like break so they can get their crap together?
Exactly. Instead of like playing a football game, they give it to you in quarters so you have some time to go to the bathroom. That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I felt like this season was really cool, this last season. But when they first announced that it was going to be like
all Game of Thrones
an extended delay and all this stuff, I was just like, man... I love it, but I'm so ready for this to be over.
I gave up.
Finish this storyline.
I gave up on Game of Thrones years ago. I just continue to watch it because my wife watches it. And so, whatever. It's on and I'll watch it. But there's so many things. I mean, like I said, I could do a whole episode on issues that I have with that show. While obviously the storyline is really good, it's just the way that it's being delivered has so many problems, so many issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I
just, have you ever tried to read that stuff?
Hell no. Reading?
Oh my God. It's like reading the Bible. It's terrible. Like, I don't know how.
Like, I want to read.
This thing has developed a fan base. I can't stand reading those books.
Dude, if it's not comic books, I just don't read. No, that's not true, actually. I do. But yeah. I'm not going to read that crap. If I'm going to read a book, then I want it to be nonfiction. I don't want to. I mean, my fiction needs to be easily digestible. Otherwise, other than Harry Potter, I guess, but.
No.
Never mind.
See, I don't even care about Harry Potter. I'm like the only person on earth.
No, you're not. I know a lot of people that don't. Okay, now, Stranger Things, season 2.
Yes.
Good idea that they're doing a second season, or would you like to have it be like one season and done?
Well, I mean, I reserve the right to hold out my opinion until I see it.
Granted.
You know, if they do a good job.
Oh, of course. No, I know.
Great.
But right now, would you rather have had one and done? Rather than, I don't know what number 2 is going to be. Of course, if 2 rules and you're like, yeah, awesome season. But it could be like Twin Peaks. Some of the best television ever made the first season and some of the worst in the second season.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a gamble. I mean...
Would you take the gamble?
Yeah. I'm excited to see what they do with it.
I would much rather have them wrap it all up in one season and be done. Move on to the next one.
Well, I kind of feel like, you know, people have been throwing around this term like the golden age of television. We're in the golden age of television. I think the best writers in the industry are doing television right now, whether it's Netflix or cable or even network TV. I mean, movies are not so hot right now. You know, you get a few gems here and there, but I have faith in the writers right now at this period in time.
Yeah, writers, fine. Okay, so, but... Is the storyline going to be as good? There's only so many ideas. There's so many things that you can... There's only so many times you can go to the well, if you will. Also,
sure.
These kids are getting older. I just saw one of them somewhere. I can't remember. And I was like, holy shit, that kid is like 18 years old. It's not going to be cute anymore. Time in real life happens way faster than it does on TV because of these huge breaks between seasons. I know probably done taping the second season, but it's a little scary that these guys are going to come back and they're going to have beards.
And their voices will be tenors. No, I get that. I get that for sure. But I feel
Lucas,
like we're
Lucas
in a time
be...
where, like, they're going to know when to quit. Hopefully, hopefully they will know when to quit and not jump the shark. I feel like when you're talking about like really high quality programming, they know what they're doing and they're not going to F it up. At least that's my hope.
I just think that Lucas is going to come back. He's going to sound like Barry White.
He might. And
he's
going to
look like Barry White. Imagine like big fat dude in a bicycle.
Hello, love you, babe.
Do you feel used, exploited by 80s nostalgia stuff?
No. That's too deep for my brain. No. I don't feel used.
But I mean, what do you think about this? Like, every friggin' movie, television show, everything has to be a reboot, a remake. Everything is a friggin' recycled 80s or 90s thing. Like, now they're having the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Voltron TV show. And everything is just a big, just keeps coming back to the 80s and 90s. It's just nothing but that. Really, there's nothing new. I actually am compiling a list for the next episode of movies that have absolutely nothing to do with anything 90s or 80s. It's not a reboot. They're not second. They're not prequels. They're nothing like that. Awesome, awesome movies that people should watch. A lot of them went like right under people's radars. But
well, I mean, I agree that the whole, you know, 80s thing is, it's ridiculous that they can't come up with original ideas. And again, I think that goes back to the fact that people being provided with the opportunity to have long form storytelling rather than trying to tell a story in 2 hours, they're going to TV because they can and it's awesome. They have much more freedom than they used to.
Yeah.
But do I feel exploited? No. I mean,
I just
choose not to watch it, you know?
Dude.
I'm not going to watch a new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I didn't watch the old Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So.
I might actually watch it. But yeah, you and I are a little too old for that, though.
Yeah, that that's more like kids in the 90s.
You know what? I draw the line for me. For me, the line is right at Knight Rider. Everything before Knight Rider. And it's like Knight Rider was right around the same time, like towards the end of Thundercats. Everything after that is like a little, you know. But I was going to say.
But you're way into Saved by the Bell, and that's in the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's because it's quality television. That doesn't matter when it came out, all right? Quality, dude, I'm telling you.
In Full House?
Yeah, the quality will rise to the top.
All right.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I believe this to be accurate. I think the very first movie, at least that I remember, and it may be the first one, where it was like a remake or a reboot or something like that, was the Flintstones movie. I can't remember anything before that movie.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
And it did horribly, and I thought, oh, good, they're never going to do this again.
They had a sequel.
Here we are, like, I don't know, 20 years later, and they're still doing horrible things.
That's just lazy Hollywood, you know? Like, I don't like it, but I don't feel exploited.
What about Lost Boys? I guess it's going to be a TV show now.
Yeah, as soon as I read about that, I rewatched Lost Boys, and I still really enjoyed it.
Oh, really? I haven't rewatched it in freaking years.
3 weeks, a month ago, something like that. And it's cheesy, it's dumb, but it was fun. It was still fun. I really enjoyed it. Idea of, like, punk rock vampires with their crazy-ass mullets and, like, super shoulder pads was just so trippy and weird, and I loved it. And the sweaty saxophone guy. I will never forget the sweaty saxophone guy. As soon as that song came on, I was like, yes! Sweaty saxophone guy. So again, like, I don't know what the hell they plan to do with the TV series. I did read that provided it gets picked up for additional seasons, they're going to do it decade by decade, meaning, like, the same vampires in different time periods.
Oh, so it's just a matter of time before it turns into friggin' Interview with a Vampire, and then later after that, it'll turn into Teeny Bopper crap. What the hell's the thing, that thing with the vampires? With the moon and the wolves and shit. What the hell's the name of that thing? Twilight. Yeah, it's gonna turn into that shit. That's awesome.
Hopefully not. But you know, I mean, it is one way to keep it fresh. If it has any legs at all, I don't know. We'll see.
Nah, I don't know. Well, yeah.
I will definitely be checking it out. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
But here, Did you know that that's a Joel Schumacher movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. As I was watching, I was like, I wonder who directed this. And I was like, oh my God, it's the Batman guy. What the hell? I couldn't remember anything else he had done. And I was very surprised and a little bit bummed out.
Speaking of bummed out, I wanted to talk about this too. Amazon is producing a Tick TV show.
Yeah.
So this is, I guess, the third incarnation of the Tick. The Tick, actually, maybe fourth. If you count comic book stuff, but there was the Saturday morning cartoon in the early 90s, yeah. And then the live action TV show
with Warburton,
with Putty from Seinfeld. That's his name. That's his name, Putty from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that, but and then they have this new thing now on Amazon, and so the pilot was released, and I watched it. And you didn't, so I'm going to tell you exactly what I think about it, Claudine.
This should be interesting.
No, not good. Not good. That show...
Better or worse
the original than Tick,
Putty.
What's that?
Better or worse than the Putty show?
Probably worse. About the same. I don't know. The thing that I loved about the original cartoon is how kooky it was. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was like puns and ridiculousness. And I think that since that show went off the air, there's shows like, you know, shows like South Park came on and you know, Futurama and all these like crazy animated shows that make no sense at all, but they're hilarious because they make no sense and they're like just weird shit happens. And I think it just raised the bar to the point that if the Tick is to come back, it needs to come back at that level, if not higher. It needs to be just preposterous and ridiculous. I expected that. I hoped for that, but expected cartoon level, the cartoon TV show level ridiculousness. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have even that. There's very few laughs in it. It's so empty. The show just has absolutely no soul to it. You don't really give a shit. The Tick, the guy that plays the Tick, I don't even know who he is. Peter, Sarah, what, something or the other? I don't know. I don't like Polish last names. Can people from Poland please change their last names to Smith or Johnson? Jesus.
Is it possible that they just... There wasn't enough time in the pilot to really explore the weirdness
Man,
of the character.
If you can't get me hooked in the pilot, then don't even do the pilot. That means that you're not gonna be able to deliver. Seriously, it's very very true. I don't think that it's if you write for television, you know you gotta get that pilot like right on, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
There's so much TV to be watched. People just don't have time to follow and watch second and third episodes of a show that is not going to go anywhere. So, unfortunately, this is it for me, unless later on down the road I hear that it's amazing. One of my big issues is that they're trying to bring these characters from an animated land. And this happens with superhero movies as well, like comic book movies. They bring Green Lantern or the Tick into the real world, so then therefore their suits have to look real. And what they mean by real is they have to have these weird textures and these things, because why would it be smooth? It can't be smooth. It would have to be some weird things, and it has to light up, and you know, and the Tick's costume, it looks like it was made of paper mache or something, painted paper. Why can't it just be smooth and awesome like the cartoon? Then it looks cartoony. Then the whole thing, you make the whole show look cartoony. There's so many movies out there that have done such a good job at making live action look and feel cartoony. And I don't mean like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I mean like bright, solid colors and stuff like that, you know? It's very upsetting.
I mean, if anything should be given license to feel like a cartoon, it's the Tick, because it's ridiculous.
Exactly. And Arthur, I mean, you can Google it. I actually asked that everybody Google this. Arthur's costume looks so... It looks like some, like, retarded, like, cyberpunk
I'm gonna look him up.
Thing. What is that thing that you and I hate? The cyberpunk thing?
Steampunk?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad. They're trying to use this nostalgia to, like, attract us. But then they kill it with the modernisms. Like, attract me with the old school, but then keep it old school. That way I stay there. Don't be like, hey, dude, we're going to redo... shit, what hasn't been redone? I don't freaking know. Everything's been redone. We're going to redo Enemy Mine, the worst movie ever made. And then you go there, and then it's like...
Yeah, your filthy mouth. That movie's amazing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I
I'm just now looking at Arthur. Yeah, that's weird looking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
He's got baggy pants.
Yeah, no, and the character is just not...
He's supposed to be pudgy.
Yeah, it was just really bad.
How dare Hollywood cast a pudgy man.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be giving the Tick the benefit of the doubt. I'm kind of done. We're almost out of time here. I want to hear your thoughts on Faith. What's the name of the... What's that word in English? The name of the...
Harbinger?
Thank you. The Harbinger from Valiant Comics. Actually, before I hear your opinion, I want to say that I started looking for comic books that were in Marvel or DC, started like and found some Valiant ones that are pretty good. And then when you were here visiting me in Pittsburgh, you picked up that Faith trade, and I was wondering what you thought about it.
All right. Well, you know... I don't know how much of my opinion just stems from the fact that over the years I've lost interest in superhero comics. But I love the idea of Faith. And for anyone who has no idea what the hell I'm talking about, Faith is a plus-sized female superhero. And kind of the gimmick slash non-gimmick of the whole thing is that they never address her weight in the comic book. And it's kind of cool because, you know, none of you would necessarily know this, but I'm a plus size lady myself. So it was really cool to see that somebody made this character, and she's super strong and she's light on her feet and she's smart and she's a comic book geek. And like, I totally should love everything about this. And I do love the premise. But I just found the comic book to be kind of boring. And again, I don't know if that's just because I've lost interest in superhero comics in general, if I've kind of lost the voice of what they're like. But it seemed kind of juvenile to me.
Why? Because there was no blood and sex?
Nah!
I'm kidding. I wasn't being serious.
I don't know what it is. But total side note, her alter ego in the comic book looks exactly like me, which is pretty funny. She's got like red curly hair and glasses, and she works in publishing and media, which I was like, I'm Faith. I should relate to her in so many different ways. Exactly. And like as a human person, yeah, I do relate to Faith, but you know, the comic book, I think maybe it's just a little too G-rated for me. And that's just me. You know, yeah. I've read nothing but absolute praise for this comic book, and I don't want to diss it at all. Yeah. But I think it may be a little too G for me.
That's what I was going to say. I haven't heard anything but good things about it. So
for
I
mean, sure.
Yeah, the character seems pretty cool. So I like the idea that Valiant is putting out so many like good books that are actually picking up some momentum and stuff. And actually, mm-hmm. you know, it's like the presidential election, you know? Why do we only have Democrats and Republicans? We need Valiant like comic books to like go in there as a third party, yes. you know? All right. Well, listen, this has been the first episode of, what's the name of this podcast again?
Zoom and Enhance. I forgot, we just figured it out today.
Zoom and Enhance. And I was thinking maybe you can be Zoom and I'll be Enhance.
All right. Zoom, Zoom. So I want to do a Zoom, like Zoom, it. Zoom, Zoom, and a boom, boom.
We hope you like it. We promise we're going to get better. next episode, we will talk Blade Runner. So what I was thinking we should do is you and I watch Blade Runner again. I haven't watched Blade Runner in a while.
Yeah.
So you and I watch Blade Runner again, and then we can talk about it. And then everybody out there listening can also watch Blade Runner if you want. I don't care if you do or not. I don't care. But if you want to, you can watch Blade Runner. And then we can, like, discuss and stuff. And I want to see how many things they got right. Because if I remember correctly, and I think I am, it takes place in the year 2017.
For real?
Yeah, so that's next year. And there's, like, flying cars and like, crazy robots. I mean, the replicants or whatever the name is, maybe they do exist. We just don't know it. But I'm pretty sure there's no flying cars.
No, not yet. They're working on it.
Yeah. They're never going to get that done. So anyway, so maybe
our current hoverboards don't even really hover. So, you know, I think we're a ways off.
Well, that's why they changed the name. But then also for next episode, we're going to have a very special guest. We're going to have an expert in horror movies. And we're going to talk horror movies. And because obviously of Halloween, which is hands down, and I've said this in the Speed Metal Cycling podcast, hands down my favorite holiday. I don't need anything else. It's number one, Halloween. Number two, Martin Luther King Day.
Halloween is my favorite, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I love Martin Luther King and all, but, you know.
It's not as cool as Halloween.
It's nice to have a holiday.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say, Ms. Sugar Booger?
No. Okay.
Well, comments, questions, you can email us zoomenhancedpodcast@gmail.com. zoomenhancedpodcast@gmail.com. All one word, no periods, no underscores, none of that stuff. Periods and underscores are,
that's for babies.
There you go, babies. Thank you very much. I was going to say
something. You were going to say something else.
Yeah, I was going to say the a-hole word. Okay, thank you very much for listening. So say we all. Have a better one.
So say we all. Kule, kule, kule. Kule ppe kujaru ka kujarinko. Nande mo hoshi garu. Kure kure takora.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.